The 9th of Av is a date on Israel's calendar that warns all of us, even today. From Numbers 13, starting at verse 25. The 12 spies returned from spying out the land after 40 days. They told Moses and Aaron and all the children of Israel in the wilderness of Paran, "The land truly flows with milk and honey, and this is its huge fruit. Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified and very large." Verse 31. 10 of the 12 spies said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land, including saying, "We saw giants, and we were like grasshoppers in their eyes." Numbers 14. So all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel complained, "Why has the Lord brought us to this land to fall by the sword?" Numbers 14 continues, telling how the people wanted to return to Egypt, how the people refused to trust God's love and protection after all God had done. And starting in verse 21, God says, "Because they have seen my glory and the signs and have not heeded my voice, they certainly shall not see the land I promised." The date was the 9th of Av, when the people refused to trust God, refused to obey God, and in the centuries since then, many bad things have happened to Israel on the 9th of Av. Romans 11 tells how God grafts into his people all who trust him as Lord and obey him. And so, the 9th of Av still warns us today, will you trust God?
Israel repeatedly turned against the Lord God who had shown them love. Psalm 105 and 6 tell how Israel stopped trusting their loving God. On the 9th day of Av, they chose, refused to enter the land of God. Things still happen on the 9th of Av as God reminds them to trust him. What of us? Do we refuse to trust God despite all of the love God shows? Will we force God to teach us with bad problems as God reminds us to trust him?
Psalm 105 and 106 summarize how God's people Israel refused to trust and obey God. God never forgets history-changing dates like the 9th of Av. Do we? This is a heartbreaking song of what we still do to God, who has already done so much for us, yet we struggle to trust him. And thus we hurt him.